Okay, I think now you can see the slide back up again.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll get started with the second session.
好，我们现在开始第二阶段的今天的课程。
We're just working our way down through Genesis chapter 9.
我们现在正在看《创世纪》第九章。
In verse 9, we have the word establish, which can also be translated as confirm, which seems to fit the context better.
这边呢，有一个从英文讲叫做 establish，就是建立一个和建立约。但是我们现在从现在开始，我们觉得把它翻译成确认这个合约，好，更为清楚。
So God is confirming a promise or a covenant that He's already established, going back to the garden of Adam and Eve, and that will be confirmed to all of the seed of Noah, which includes us.
因为呢，神呢，其实在亚当夏娃的时候呢，就跟人类立了约，所以在跟诺亚，他其实是在再度的确认他神给我们的应许。那这所有的应许，这个和这个约定呢，是包含了所有的亚当夏娃的孙，所以这是包含了我们都在这个约里面。
And then you get down to chapter 9, verse 10, and we see that God is including the animals in this promise.
而在这个创世纪九章十节呢，我们也看到呢，神他是将这些活物，就是动物们呢，也放在这个合约里。
And we saw that animals are a very important part of God's plan.
所以呢，看得出来，动物们其实是神与人所立的约里面很重要的一环节。
It was very sad to read in the news last week that in Australia there was they call it a rescue home for animals. And I think it's like with people with dogs and cats, and if they don't have any way to care for them, they put them into like a home. Usually it's run by some kind of a charity organization or even sometimes by governments, by the local government.
那个听先想讲一下，就上礼拜他看到一个很让人难过的一个新闻，就是在澳大利亚、澳洲那边呢，有一个放一些就是没有人养的动物的这个动物的收留所发生的事情。
Yeah, and that's nice because yeah, a lot of people they might have had dogs or something, and then they can't look after the dogs anymore, or some people just don't want to. They take on the responsibility of an animal, and then they realize that they can't be responsible. But it gives these animals a place to go.
而这样的这个动物收容所呢，常常是因为一些这个饲主啊，就是以为他们可以照顾那些小动物，就养了小动物，结果后来呢，他们却又放，就是没有遵守他自己的承诺，他就放弃养了，他不想要再继续养了。那这样的动物拘留所就变成了这个保护或收留这些被弃养的动物的地方。
Yeah, and it's quite common for people, like you get a family and the children might say, well, we want to get a dog. And so they go to these rescue places and they can find a nice dog that wants a family. Dogs like to live with people.
而就有一些，也会有一些人呢，就他如果后来他想要养小狗啦、小猫啦，也会来到这样子的动物的收留所去领养那些被弃养的小动物。
But because in Australia they have very strict COVID regulations at the moment, it's like the whole country is in a lockdown. It's become very, we say, totalitarian. And totalitarian means the government have really taken over people's lives and just taken away all their freedom.
而因为现在，整个冠状病毒的状态在澳洲非常严重啊，所以呢，政府现在呢，基本上是把所有人类的，把他们国民的权利都拿了，由政府决定一切人的事情。
In Melbourne, in the city of Melbourne, they're now in their sixth lockdown. So since the start of the COVID, they've had to lock down six times, and people have basically become prisoners in their own homes.
而就像墨尔本哈，他们在自从去年的冠状病毒开始的这个一段时间，这将近1年半来，他们已经第六度的啊，这个把整个城市给封锁了。那基本上所有的在这边住的居民，他们都好像把自己关在监牢里的一样，把这些居民给关在监牢里的一样。政府是完全夺走了他们的生活的自由。
So now the people are starting to come out and protest quite a lot, but every time they protest, the police have been very violent. Now these people are just walking up and down the street. They're not doing any property damage and they're not being violent, but the police have been very violent to these people.
而因为这样失去自由的状况呢，使得有一些民众他们就上街头去抗议。他们其实抗议的是非常的平和的，就只是在路上走的，拿着标语。但是呢，这些警察哦，就政府却让警察非常非常暴烈的对待这些抗议民众。
And the people are just saying, look, we need to go to work, we need to go shopping, we need to see our friends and family. And you know, people are being put in prison just for going to the beach to watch the sun go down.
但是这些居民呢，他们的抗议的目标只是说，我们需要工作，好，我们需要去采购、去购物，我们需要去见我们的亲戚朋友，我们需要去海边晒晒太阳，就只是这种自由，政府都不给他们了。
Actually, the statistics of COVID, of people dying of COVID, it's still very small. You know, I think there's maybe every day they might have, you know, 10 or 20 people dying, but actually that's quite a small number compared to the population. You know, people die every day, of course.
而在澳洲的状况，虽然很多染疫的数目，但是真正因为染疫而死的人数其实是大概就十来个一天，这个其实是很小的数字，可是政府却拿这个大做文章。
So it's a very sad thing to see because traditionally Australia has been a country of freedom and they care about freedom and the people are being quite free.
所以这是一个非常悲惨、令人难过的状态，因为澳洲一直是一个被认为是一个非常自由的国度，结果现在这个所有居民的自由已经被剥夺了。
Yeah, but the government, not the federal government, but the local, the state governments, they've been making all these little rules to try to stop people traveling and try to keep people at home.
不是中央政府哦，是澳洲的一些地方政府哦，他们就在天天都在设立各种的规则啊，让他们的居民是不能够旅行，不能去别的任何地方。
And I think it was in Queensland, the state of Queensland. One of the things they did was they killed all of the animals at the animal shelter because they didn't want people who had come to the shelter to try to take the animals home.
那很恐怖的是，在昆士兰，可能是在昆士兰呢，他们政府居然决定要把这个动物收留所里面所有的动物都杀死，让因为他们政府不希望有民众来这里收养、领养这些动物，所以他就把动物全部都杀死了。
And one thing that a lot of people would like at a time, especially for children, if they're stuck at home and they can't go to school now, can't go and play with their friends, it'd be nice to have a little puppy dog or a little kitten to play with.
因为这些地方呢，这些小朋友、学生，他们其实都不能跟任何孩子们玩，不能跟同学见面，所以如果能够有一个小动物，其实是很好的。
But the government said, no, you can't have a little puppy dog and you can't have a kitten, we're going to kill them all.
但是呢，政府却说你们不可以有这些小动物，我们要把它们全部都杀死。
And so they shouldn't be surprised that now, you know, we're seeing the suicide rates among children and teenagers just for this year alone are 50% more than the previous year in Australia.
所以很恐怖的是呢，这今年度澳洲的小孩子的自杀率是去年度的增加了50%。
But these state governments, they don't care about that.
但是他们这些地方政府完全不在意。
A lot of people are saying that with all the government rules, it's not about the virus, it's about government control. And a lot of these people, they like their power and they don't want to give up the power. They've been influenced by big businesses, the medical companies and insurance companies and things like that. So, you know, this is why the world has gone really quite crazy regarding the coronavirus.
所以呢，这个澳洲的整个状况，你就看到的是说，并不是大家因为这些冠状病毒的疫情而有什么行动，而是这些政府他们其实是想要有更大的权力，而完全进入了一种疯狂状态。
Yeah, and actually, New Zealand, that's my home country. Yeah, that's in a very similar situation. The government has become very strict with their controls.
纽西兰也有类似的状况，就是听他的家乡哦，就是政府变得越来越严格，然后越来越想控制这个他们的人民的行动、人民的行为。
But anyway, yeah, this is all in God's plan, so we can't lose our happiness because of that.
但是我们要记得，就是所有的事情呢，都是神他的计划中的一环，所以我们不能够在这样的苦难中忘记我们的喜乐，我们还是要常保喜乐。
I'm here in Thailand at the moment, and we're seeing the effects of that very strongly. That we're in lockdown at the moment, and in China and Taiwan as well. There's a lot of rules that the government's put in place to try to control our lives, but we can't get upset about that.
所以呢，听他现在在泰国现在的疫情状况也是被政府就是完全封锁大家的行动，很多城镇都是封锁的状态。那这些政府的行为虽然是看起来不可理喻，但是我们也不能因此而失去我们的生活的希望。
God's plan is about freedom, but that freedom has to be in Jesus Christ. We can't expect to have too much freedom from the governments because they like to control people. And you can't have freedom in the devil's world. True freedom has to come from living the spiritual life.
而神是给我们自由的神，但是这个自由是来自于耶稣基督，而不是来自政府。我们要了解，我们真正的自由是属灵的自由，而不是这种属世的自由。
Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 32, he said, you will know the truth, meaning you have to learn doctrine, and the truth will set you free.
约翰福音8章32节就说到，说你必须要学习真理，因为真理可以让我们得自由。
But it requires our volition. So the verb here, when it says you will know the truth, it's you can see it here on the screen. You've got a future deponent indicative. The D stands here for deponent, and the deponent means that you become part of the action to learn the truth.
这边呢，这个你们必晓得真理，这个晓得就是知道，也就是学到，那同时也要做到，因为这里面是需要有你的自由意志的选择的。
And you have to be learning the truth, so you have to get your knowledge. It has to come from the source of Bible doctrine. You can't learn truth from anywhere else.
而你要学习真理的这个学呢，是一定要从圣经来学，我们是没有别的地方可以学到真理的。
Like regarding the coronavirus, there's a lot of news out there, and the news about the vaccines and where the virus came from, and you have all these different theories about how it started and where it's going and how it's going to finish.
有关这个冠状病毒还有疫苗的这些新闻，其实非常非常的多，都是互相矛盾的。
Well, we have the news about Afghanistan. And how it happened and what's happening about there. And some people say this is happening, some people say that's happening, and really we don't know.
就像这阿富汗的目前的状况，有很多的信息呢，有些人说是这样，有些人是说那样，但真正的状态是什么，其实我们也不是这么清楚。
Yeah, as we saw from that article by the man Amir Safati, he was writing how the events in Afghanistan could be a major changer for what's happening in the world, like a big turning point for what's happening in the world today.
像上礼拜 Tim 所跟我们分享的犹太牧师沙巴提他说的就是这个基本上是一个变换游戏规则的一个时刻，这个阿富汗的事件将会改变这个世界。
Really, we can't know the truth about what's happening there and what's going to happen. But different people say different things. But whatever they say, that's not truth.
我们要了解呢，每一个消息的来源，大家说法都不一样，所以真正的这所谓的新闻消息都不是真理。
When you're looking for truth and you're looking for freedom, for true freedom, it can only come from the Bible.
所以我们要必须要很清楚， 真理与自由都必须要来自于圣经。
Yeah, and then that freedom is beyond any kind of freedom that you could have in the world.
因为在圣经里所教导我们的这种属灵的自由，是比所有世界上的属世的自由都要真，才是真自由。
Yeah, but yeah, getting back to what's happening with the animals in Australia, the government is killing those animals, and hopefully they were doing it in a way which wasn't painful to the animals. But it just goes to show that people can become very evil when they don't know the truth.
所以回到这个澳洲的这个动物保护所的动物被杀死的这件事呢，我们只能说祈求这些政府帮让他们死的是不是很痛苦的，是一个安乐死。但是我们也知道，就是他们所作所为真的是不了解真理。
But again, animals are an important part of God's plan, and not just for food and not just for the sacrifices, but for our personal pleasure.
所以，我们必须要了解，就是动物呢，其实是神跟人所立的约计划里的一部分，很重要的一部分。这些动物不只是我们的食物，也是陪伴我们，是我们的生活的一部分。
And animals will be part of human history until the very last day, until the very end of human history.
所以在整个人类的历史，到最后一天、最后一刻。动物都会是我们生命中非常重要的一个环节。
Yeah, and even in heaven. Now, we don't know how the animals are going to be in heaven or what sort of animals, but we at least know that they have horses in heaven because the Bible talks about horses coming down from heaven.
而我们不知道这些动物将来在天堂它们会是怎么样，但是我们至少在圣经里看到，在天堂是有马匹的哦，是有马的。
At least there'll be horses, and we can assume if there's going to be horses, then probably there'll be other kinds of animals as well.
所以呢，天堂如果有马，应该也会有别的动物吧？
Okay, we'll just do one more verse before we finish off today.
好，我们再来多看一节。
Okay, now this is Genesis 9:11.
我们来看的是9章11节，《创世记》9章11节。
Okay, now we have the same word cum again, where God says, I will, and they say establish or can be confirm, I will confirm my covenant with you.
好，我要与你们立约。我们来讲用"确立"哈，这个"确立约"哈的这个说法。
Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood.
凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝。
Okay, now remember the word flesh, this was used back in Genesis chapter 6. And I think when you get down to about verse 12 and verse 13, where the Bible records that almost all of flesh was cut off, or that flesh was coming to its end.
如果想讲到血肉，就要回到这个创世纪6章12、13节那边讲说，所有的血肉都要到了最后的阶段了，因为那个时候就是所有的血肉都已经被污染。
And the word flesh there refers to perfect human genes. So you have the flesh, inside the flesh you have your DNA, inside your body, of course. So in the DNA we should have perfect human genes which came from Adam and Eve.
在6章12节所提到的那个血肉呢，就跟现在讲的9章11节讲的这个血肉是同一个字，都是 flesh。这个字呢，它其实在强调的是人类都是有完美的神所创的基因，才是被称为这些 flesh 血肉。
Yeah, and the reason that the genes were coming to an end, the perfect human genes were coming to an end, was because of the angels having sex with a woman and having their offcast children called the Nephilim.
而这些人类的血肉完美的基因呢，在创世纪六章里面就提到着，因为这些堕落天使他们企图要来毁坏人类的完美的基因，所以他们就来跟人类的女儿交配，然后生下了一堆的这种半人半天使的这种拿弗灵。他们这些拿弗灵就不是人类的血肉，不是人类完美的基因了，它就已经基因完全改变了。
So God says, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood.
所以呢，在这个诺亚时代呢，就洪水把所有的这些，就是被毁坏基因的拿弗林都已经杀死了，就只剩下好的基因的诺亚的一家人。所以呢，神在这边说，我再次跟你们确立跟人的合约，就是说我们这个人类呢，神他也跟我们允诺，他不会再被洪水灭绝，不会再有洪水来毁坏这地。
And then there's another interesting statement. It says, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth.
神说，再也不会有洪水要来毁灭这地。
Yeah. Now the interesting thing is, this was not the first flood on the earth to destroy the earth.
我们要先了解哈，这有趣的是呢，这不是第一次，有大洪水要来毁灭这地。
Yeah, because if you go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, you have to realize that the earth was put in a whole, there was like an ice age, you know, and all the scientists agree with this, of course. It was an ice age before Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, let's say verse 3. And this was because there was an ice completely around the earth.
其实呢，地球呢，在创世纪一章大概三节左右的时候，就曾经是满满都是水，有点像是好像过去曾经科学家们讲的这个冰河时期哈，那个时候的地球就已经是淹满水的。
And then you see that the Holy Spirit had to, he was hovering over the water and that melted the ice water and then that caused the, obviously the world just became full of water and then God had to separate the lands from the water.
所以呢，在那个整个地球满满的这个冰河时期的状态之后，圣灵呢，他就去暖化了那个冰，然后就让它都被融化了。那它其实是满满的水的。然后呢，神他是需要去把土这个水跟地分开来。
Yeah, now this is a sort of a different story for another day, but that also relates to the angelic conflict.
所以呢，这一段故事，创世纪一章的这段故事，基本上呢，它也是跟天使的征战有关。但是我们今天先不谈。
Okay, but God has promised that there will never be a flood to destroy the earth.
但是呢，不回到这边九章十一节，就是呢，神跟我们的诺亚一家人说，再也不会有洪水毁坏这地了。
Yeah, now you remember the environmentalists, and they like to say, well, there's global warming, and if we don't stop driving cars and we don't stop flying in aeroplanes, then the sea level will rise. You know, the ice will melt, and the sea level will rise, and there'll be a big flood, and then we're all going to die.
我们都知道呢，现在的这些环境，这个学家们呢，都一直在警告人类说，啊，你们不要再开这么多车了，不要再制造这么多的这个热气啊，它将会让我们的这个地球冰河会溶解，会让地球会被淹没。
Well, that's just not going to happen.
但是根据圣经，我们聊，这不是不会发生。
Okay, as long as you don't live on an island in the middle of the Pacific, which is very, very low to the ground. You know, I know they say that some islands are disappearing, but that would be a very, very small instances of that happening. And global warming happens from time to time, so we don't have to worry about that.
也许像在那个南太平洋地区是有一些很低洼的岛屿，是可能会有一些问题，但是我们要理解哈，这整个世界不会因为地球暖化而被淹没。
Yeah, and actually, yeah, even over the last couple of hundred years, they record islands that are appearing out of the sea, and then sometimes they disappear, and then they come back. That's it happens sometimes because of the geologic activity.
而其实呢，在根据整个地球的历史，我们看到它这个常常是会有些地方那些。岛屿或什么的淹到水里了，那也有些就又长出来了哈，这就是整个地理环境的会有一些轻微的变动，这个是从过去到现在一直都在发生的，是我们不用担心地球暖化会造成整个地球淹没，这件事情是不会发生的。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，我们今天课程到这边，我们现在低头祷告。
Father Sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have to study about these covenants, these promises that you have to Noah and to us.
感谢天父，让我们今天学习到神你跟诺亚跟我们所立的约。
We give thanks that you teach us that you are always faithful and that you will always do according to what you promise.
我们感谢天父，让我们知道呢，你永远对我们都是信实的，你永远都是让我们的就是应允我们所有的你给我们的应许。
We also give thanks that the Holy Spirit increases our faith in you every time we learn more Bible doctrine.
而我们每一次呢，学更多圣经里面的事情，我们就越能够增加我们对你的信心。
We give thanks for these opportunities in Christ's name.
我们感谢神给我们这样的机会学习，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.